In the second major infrastructure failure in the neighborhood this year, a ruptured water main caused a sinkhole that swallowed a car and snarled traffic near Albany's Washington Park. In the early morning hours at the intersection of Elberon Place and South Lake Avenue, across from the park, several drivers and pedestrians noticed an SUV parked near the corner, its rear tires appearing flattened. By mid-morning, more than half of the vehicle had sunk down in the pavement.
We didn't know where the brake was. We were looking all over the system. We knew it was on a big line. We just weren't sure where it was. Until the sinkhole became visible, we weren't sure.
City Water Commissioner Joe Coffey says the system leak registered on city telemetry around 6:30 a.m. It wasn't until 8 a.m. they pinpointed its location.
So we believe at that point it's probably when the blow-off valve failed, and it took that extra time, probably an hour and a half to 2 hours, for the structure to be compromised by the high-pressure water. And it's complicated a little bit. The car that fell into the sinkhole dropped on a gas main, and it dropped next to a National Grid power pole.
The force of the water spewing from the 42-inch water pipe rapidly eroded the soil around the car. By 2 p.m., the red SUV had sunk below sidewalk level, the sidewalk itself now collapsing. A small crane was brought in to hold up a power pole at the corner. A tree had to be cut down to ease access by heavy equipment. Utilities were temporarily shut down. Two ancient 42-inch valves, one on Madison, the other on Western Avenue, had to be carefully closed. Several work crews, trucks, and machines converged on the scene. Sewers at opposite ends of the sinkhole had to be reinforced as preparations got underway to recover the SUV. A multi-story apartment building at the corner was evacuated.
Which we've been monitoring. We've asked people to evacuate that building just until we can make sure there's no issues with the foundation.
Coffey added the city would provide emergency shelter for the residents if necessary. The city issued guidelines regarding water discoloration at some Albany residences affected by the break, saying that the brown water is safe to drink and does not need to be boiled. To eliminate the discoloration, residents should run cold water until it runs clear. Until further notice, people should refrain from washing clothes to prevent stains. Back on South Lake Avenue, word spread that the SUV belonged to a medical student who lived nearby. On the other side of Washington Park, a sinkhole that appeared in May forced the closure of New Scotland Avenue at Madison Avenue. It was weeks before repairs could be completed there. Coffey says crews and the SUV will likely be on the scene for several days until the extent of the underground void is known, most certainly through Saturday. Although City Hall was following the break and issuing alerts on social media, a spokesman for Mayor Kathy Sheehan said she was out of town, unable to comment on the situation. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.